the gas tax has been paying for the annual maintenance that the highway departments receive. So now you want to take away those dollars. So that doesn't make sense.
You're listening to the ATM Podcast.
With us on the line is David Meadows. David was the co-chair of the 2020 report card for West Virginia's infrastructure for the American Society of Civil Engineers, and he's also the chief technical officer for Triad Engineering Incorporated. Dave, thanks for joining us on the line.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
So we're looking at the opportunities that West Virginia is going to face with the implementation of the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Engineers like you in the state are familiar with, you know, what's going on in West Virginia in terms of infrastructure, and you must be enthusiastic about seeing the benefits that are coming to West Virginia. Can you discuss some of those benefits?
Yes, you know, it's a great time to see this. This is a historic bill. You know, part of that money, over $200 million, is being dedicated to Quarter H, the completion of Quarter H. And that was one of our primary recommendations in our West Virginia report card. So we're excited to see this additional funds dedicated there. Another $506 million is dedicated for bridges. You know, bridges, we're number two in the nation with efficient bridges, and we're pretty high on the number of efficient bridges. And so that $506 million will certainly help there. And another big thing that we had in our infrastructure report card was water and sewer and wastewater improvements. We're going to see about $475 million, I think over $475 million dedicated for water and sewer improvements. And these are drops in a bucket, let me say this too, these amounts, and we can discuss that a little bit later if you like. But, you know, we've got, I've heard anywhere from $100 million to $600 million for broadband access. We've got $200 million for oil and gas wells that to be capped, and $700 million for abandoned mine lands. And there's also a lot of talk about going to electric vehicles. Well, if you go around West Virginia, you won't see a lot of EV charging stations. There are several places that have them, but you won't see a lot. So we're expected to receive about $46 million for those charging stations, and we're eligible for more through the grant programs. And this is just some of the money. I mean, there's money for airports and public transit that's also outlined there. And you got to remember, these funds are for over a five-year period, too. So it's going to be spread out. But this is going to go a long ways towards helping our infrastructure. Got a lot longer to go, because, you know, this is just a drop in the bucket.
West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito provided key Republican congressional support for the bill. What kind of dialogue do you hear from policymakers in West Virginia now that some major milestones are going to be made to modernize American infrastructure, including those 1,500 bridges that are in poor condition?
Yeah. Well, you know, certainly I want to start out by saying thank you to Senator Capito for her support. She's been outstanding in that. She recognizes the importance of infrastructure, and along with Senator Manchin as well, and then also Congressman McKinley on the congressional side. You know, he's an engineer, by the way, so he certainly recognizes that importance. You know, our policymakers, you know, they all recognize, hey, this is additional funding that can come to the state and help us a lot. It's funding that we didn't have. It's funding that we will now have. It will help us advance some improvements. And I think the majority of them recognize there's still a ways to go in getting there. But this is a big step forward.
Well, we were briefly talking before about the $500 million in federal aid that's going to go to the bridges, 21.2% of which have been deemed structurally deficient, which is more than 14% higher than the national average. Given the geography in West Virginia and the number of crossings, have bad bridges always been a problem in West Virginia?
Yes, they have. I mean, you know, just like I said, you mentioned the geography of West Virginia. So, you know, we've got over 7,000 bridges total. So 1,500 is still quite a lot to be deficient. And, you know, a lot of these bridges are older. they, you know, of course, they're all crossing streams. So they're all being subject to flooding and inundation and within in high traffic counts, you know, because, you know, you got to get from point A to point B, and that means you got to cross a bridge. And we've not been able to put the money into bridges that we should be. I mean, the highway department has been operating less than amount of funds, less than they need. You know, right now it's projected that to properly do their job, they need about $1.6 million annually. Well, they hardly ever got $1.6 million annually. You know, they've got, you know, at times, I think they've got about half of that amount. So they're always having to push maintenance back. And bridges, of course, is one of the items where maintenance has always been pushed back. So it has always been a problem.
And it's been a problem nationwide, too. I mean, it's,
yes,
you know, I think what you're talking about is, are some of the same problems nationwide that that other states have. Do you think most people in West Virginia are aware of the bridges that are in poor condition that they regularly drive over? And how do we get Americans to care about the condition of U.S. infrastructure?
I think they're aware of what they see. You know, they're aware that if the bridge has a poor deck, you know, they're aware of the holes that may be in the deck or a big bump at the joint. They're aware of that. But they probably don't pay attention when the bridge, the posted weight limit on the bridge has been reduced. The normal public has probably not paid attention to it. Now, the people that deliver goods certainly pay attention to that, because that means that they may not, their vehicle may exceed that allowable load limit, and they may have to take a longer route around to get from point A to point B just because they can't cross that one particular bridge. And that delay could be, you know, from several minutes to 2 hours. So that could increase the cost of goods. But I don't think that the normal public recognize that and see just how bad the bridges are, and that they know that.
Okay, let's turn to the gas tax question, or the gas tax issue. Do you have any thoughts on state gas taxes and the federal gas tax? Because these are the things that fund improvements for transportation, and now they're being threatened. Since the revenue was set up to be assured and sustainable and help keep our country and people and goods moving safely. I mean, do you have, you know, what do you think about the current hubbub over that?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because you're exactly right. And I mean, you know, we just passed the historic infrastructure bill. This infrastructure bill is not the one and fix all. So, and they're now looking at the gas tax. Well, the gas tax has been paying for the annual maintenance that the highway departments receive. So now you want to take away those dollars. So that doesn't make sense. And plus, there's no guarantee that the average consumer, the motorist, will see any relief at the pump. I mean, the oil producers have benefited significantly in the past from previous state gas tax holidays. And look at it right now. We saw the price of a barrel of oil go up, right? Gas prices went up. But here, I mean, the price of a barrel of oil has been dropping. The gas prices aren't dropping. You know, the gas prices are still up there. So why? They immediately will raise the price, but they won't immediately lower the price. Who says they're going to let you see all that gas tax relief? They'll find some reason that they'll consume part of that. And there's some, I know in our state legislature, I've heard a discussion that they may be considering eliminating the state sales tax and offsetting that loss of revenue to the highway department from a debt fund. Well, if there's money in that fund to offset that, why are they not taking care of other issues that's in the state? So, and how long is that fund going to last? It may not last very long, and to make up for that difference. And plus, eliminating the gas tax is a poor precedent. And if you do it today, you're going to do it the next time too. How many times do you keep doing it? And how many times can you make up that funding difference? You can't do it all the time, you know. So if we did, if there's money to make it up, then we should be using that money to provide additional infrastructure funding to take care of a lot of the deficiencies. For an example, the bridges that we mentioned that we're going to get $506 million, and we need $2.9
billion. Wow.
So, you know, there's still a lot more money needed for bridges in West Virginia. If they can make it up, if they can make up that loss of gas tax, we'll take that money and put it towards helping repair some of these bridges.
Wow. Last question. Are you hopeful about the future for investing in infrastructure at the federal and state level?
Yes, I am. I believe our folks recognize that this is a continual need, and you know this infrastructure bill is a five-year bill. As they look down the road, I'm hopeful that they'll recognize again that they need to provide additional funding towards infrastructure, and they'll repeat here in 5 years and just go above and beyond that normal money funds needed for maintenance.
Dave, thanks for the interview.
You're welcome very much. Anytime.
For more information, visit FasterBetterSafer.org.